Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I Wasted 10K Plus on AI Car Seats So You Don't is a self-published, business-focused, non-fiction guide by Tigran G. Voskenyan aimed at beginners who want a practical entry point into artificial intelligence and prompt engineering. Framed as two books in one, it combines an introductory 4-day AI primer with a 5-day business application section, presenting a condensed 9-day system for learning how to use AI in a more structured and outcome-oriented way. The book is not a technical manual for programmers. Instead, it is positioned as a no-fluff workbook for readers who want to apply AI to content creation, business planning, audience research, and side hustle development. Its central promise is that readers do not need prior experience, coding skills, or a tech background to start using AI productively. The tone and structure suggest a direct response to the crowded market of vague AI advice, offering a clearer, task-based path for readers who want action rather than theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-first AI roadmap built around 9 short focus days. The book is organized as a compact learning system rather than a broad survey of artificial intelligence. Its first half, AI Guide for Beginners, uses 4 days to introduce the basics in a deliberately staged way mindset, hidden assumptions about AI, prompt engineering principles, and practical skill building. This sequencing matters because it lowers the barrier for readers who may feel overwhelmed by AI terminology or unsure where to begin. Instead of treating AI as a subject to be studied abstractly, the book presents it as a process that can be learned through daily tasks. That structure also reflects a pedagogical choice readers are meant to move from orientation to action quickly without spending weeks on theory. In category terms, the book behaves more like a starter challenge than a reference manual, which makes it especially relevant for beginners who need a simple entry path and benefit from short feedback cycles. Secondly, prompt engineering as a practical communication skill, not a technical specialty. A central idea in the book is that prompt engineering can be taught to non-technical readers in a usable, business-oriented way, rather than focusing on coding, model architecture, or advanced AI theory. The book treats prompting as the core skill that allows ordinary users to get better results from AI tools. That framing is important because it shifts the reader's attention from what AI is in the abstract to how AI behaves when given clearer instructions, constraints, and goals. The implied lesson is that effective prompting is less about technical expertise than about structured thinking and iterative refinement. By emphasizing practical exercises, the book suggests that readers can improve through repetition and experimentation rather than memorizing concepts. This approach makes the book appealing to people who want immediate utility from AI, but it also limits its scope. Readers looking for deep technical coverage or broader AI ethics discussion will likely find it narrow. Its value lies in turning prompting into an applied skill set connected to real tasks. Thirdly, from AI understanding to AI monetization, the shift in the second half. The second section, AI Money Sodex, moves the book from learning AI to using AI for income-oriented projects. This transition is one of the book's defining features because it does not stop at competence. It tries to connect competence with commercial application. The later days focus on business framing, market positioning, audience extraction, and execution, which indicates a practical interest in helping readers identify an offer and turn AI-assisted work into a product, service, or content stream. That makes the book part of the growing niche of AI for business guides rather than general AI education. Its strongest appeal is to readers who are not just curious about AI, but want to translate that curiosity into a side hustle or online business. At the same time, the monetization emphasis means the book is more strategic than comprehensive. It appears designed to help beginners create momentum quickly, not to provide a full entrepreneurial education. The result is a compact business playbook built around AI as a productivity and ideation tool. Fourthly, a workbook-style system that prioritizes action over theory. The book repeatedly positions itself as no-nonsense and task-driven, and that orientation is reinforced by its workbook format and daily practical exercises. This matters because many AI books fail by remaining descriptive, offering definitions and trends without showing readers what to do next. Here, the structure implies that learning happens through implementation. Readers are expected to complete tasks, test prompts, and apply concepts to their own projects. The workbook element also helps differentiate the book from passive reading experiences, making it more of a guided exercise program. For beginners, that can be useful because it reduces decision fatigue and gives each day a specific purpose. It also fits the book's promise of accessibility, since a structured exercise pathway can help non-experts avoid getting lost in the many possible uses of AI. The trade-off is that a workbook approach usually sacrifices depth and nuance for speed and usability, but in this case, that seems intentional. The book is built to produce immediate application, not exhaustive mastery. Lastly, market positioning against generic AI advice and overhyped courses. The book's framing depends heavily on contrast. It presents itself as a response to expensive, surface-level AI courses and recycled online content, arguing that most beginner material is either too abstract or too shallow. That positioning gives the book a clear identity in a crowded category. It is trying to be the practical alternative to theory-heavy guides and overpriced training. The title itself, built around the idea of wasting money so the reader does not have to, supports this positioning by turning the author's prior experience into a credibility claim. The resulting message is that the book distills hard-earned lessons into a shorter, cheaper, and more usable format. This appeal to frustrated learners is effective because it speaks to a real problem in the AI education market. Many newcomers want concrete steps, not hype. At the same time, the book's strong marketing tone means readers should expect a highly opinionated framework rather than a neutral survey of the field. Its difference lies in its practical urgency and commercial focus, not in academic balance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners who want a fast, structured introduction to prompt engineering and a practical way to connect AI use with business ideas. Readers who are curious about AI but do not have a technical background may benefit most, especially if they prefer short lessons, daily exercises, and a hands-on workbook format. It is also relevant to people exploring side hustles, content creation, or simple online business models, and who want to use AI as an operational tool rather than study it as a technical subject. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of beginner accessibility and explicit monetization focus. Many AI books either stay at the level of broad explanation or become tool-specific tutorials. This one instead tries to move the reader from basic understanding to practical execution in a very compressed format. Its two-part structure, emphasis on exercises, and direct rejection of fluff give it a distinctive place among entry-level AI guides. For readers who want clarity, momentum, and a business-oriented learning path, that is its main appeal. If you would like to support Tigran G. Voskhinyan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.